TRC report blames Reds, Army. Confirm Say Dang links to Men in Black. The Truth for Reconciliation Commission officially presented the results of its two-year investigation into the 2010 anti-government protests yesterday. The probe blamed both the Red Shirts and the military for the violence that resulted in at least 92 deaths. The commission also shed more light on the role of the Men in Black in deadly attacks during the protests, confirming their links to Red Shirt figure Major General Katia Sawatipon, known as Say Dang, and the protesters' security guards. Somchai Homlao, the fact-finding subcommittee's chairman, spent an hour addressing a press conference to present the TRC's report. He said the paper should be treated as the most reliable and credible record of the events, although more facts could have been discovered if the power of the commission had not been limited. The report, nearly 400 pages in total, was released to conclude the two-year term of the TRC, whose chairman was appointed by former Prime Minister Apisitwe Chatsiwa. Mr. Somchai concluded that the 2010 violence was the result of a series of conflicts, which began during the government of former Prime Minister Thaksin Shinawat, the coup of 2006, and anti-government protests in Pattaya and Dindang during Songkran in 2009. He claimed the TRC has found evidence that the Men in Black, who engaged in violent attacks on the authorities using M79 grenades and rifles, had received support from Red Shirt security guards linked to Major General Katia. The attacks caused 9 deaths, killing a member of the Love Silom group along with 2 policemen and 6 military officers, including General Rom Klau Tuwatam, at Kohua intersection on Ratchadamnern Avenue on April 10, 2010. The officer was leading a unit of troops to clear Red Shirt protesters from a section of the avenue when he was hit by an M67 grenade, believed to have been hurled from a wooden house opposite Satri Wittia School at the intersection. A member of Major General Katia's political party rejected Mr. Songchai's statement that the officer, who was killed near the Lumpini MRT station on May 13, 2010, was seen April 10, the same day the Men in Black were sighted. Atiparut Ganchanasuwan, founding member and secretary general of the Katia party, said Major General Katia had left the protest site on April 9, and it was impossible that he had been seen at the rally on April 10. Mr. Somsai said nearly half the deaths took place during the government's campaign to reclaim protest zones. Accounts from witnesses and other evidence also showed that the authorities and the Men in Black had exchanged gunfire at Wat Batum Wanaram, Mr. Somsai said, adding that the 6 deaths at the temple were caused by shots from the direction in which security forces were stationed nearby. While referring to the Men in Black, Mr. Somsai said it was difficult to further identify who these people worked for. Mr. Somsai said the TRC's investigation also found that Major General Katia was shot from a spot in an area under the control of the military. It was unclear, however, which building the gunman had fired at him from. The TRC concluded that the protest organizer, the United Front for Democracy Against Dictatorship, was partly to blame for the violence. Protest leaders provoked demonstrators with their speeches and made inadequate efforts to prevent the violence, Mr. Songchai said. The government, meanwhile, failed to control the military's use of war weapons to quell the protest, he said. The government-appointed Center for the Resolution of the Emergency Situation did not have the capability to monitor and evaluate the implementation of the crowd control measures, Mr. Somchai said.